Everyday English, Lesson 62. Hello, welcome to our program, Everyday English. The word very is often used to qualify an adjective or intensify the idea expressed by a particular adjective, as in this sentence.
It is very difficult, isn't it?
It is very difficult, isn't it? This expresses a greater degree of difficulty than, say,
it's difficult, isn't it?
But the word very does not always express intensity. I shall look at some situations in which very does not express a greater degree of intensity. But before I do that, I'd like to draw attention to some uses of a related word.
You mean to?
Yes. This is often substituted for the word very.
As in?
Well, you should know.
We are all very keen observers of English language usage in this country. I suppose you mean a sentence like this.
I don't understand it too well.
Yes. The user probably wants to say,
I don't understand it very well.
Similar examples are,
he didn't play too well.
He didn't do too well in the exam.
I imagine from the context that the utterer of these sentences wanted to express ideas which could equally have been expressed by the word very. For example,
he didn't play very well.
And?
He didn't do very well in the exam.
We shall have the chance of looking at these two words in greater detail in a future program. I'd like us to begin by looking at two sentences containing very, to, and their negatives with not. Although to and very are not interchangeable in positive sentences like
he did too well in the exam
and
he did very well in the exam.
In some negative sentences, to can substitute for very and the two sentences will have the same meaning. For example,
he didn't do too well in the exam
can mean
he didn't do very well in the exam.
Here are some pairs of sentences in which not too and not very seem to be equivalent.
I am not very clear in my mind.
I am not too clear in my mind.
He didn't present the case too clearly.
He didn't present the case very clearly.
Now, I'd like to turn to a specific idiomatic use of not very. Not very is not necessarily the opposite of very in all contexts. This type of expression is so common in spoken English that it will be worth our while learning it and practicing it. Listen carefully to this conversation.
Hello, Ajo. How are you?
I'm not very well, I'm afraid.
Oh, what a pity. And I wanted to take you for a drive in my new car. Would you like to come? We won't be very long.
Yes, of course. I'm sure the air will do me some good. Is this a new car? It doesn't look new to me.
Well, it's not exactly new. I bought it from a friend of mine. It didn't cost very much.
I should hope not. The seats aren't very comfortable, are they? The springs are coming through on this one.
Oh, that isn't very important. I'll soon fix that.
Doesn't go very smoothly, does it? All sorts of funny noises seem to be coming out of it.
Oh, it's just warming up. It will be all right in a minute.
It doesn't seem to go very fast, does it? Can't you go any faster than this?
I must say, you don't seem to be enjoying the ride very much. After all, I'm doing my best. It's not my fault if it's not running very well today. It went all right yesterday when my friend drove it.
Your friend doesn't sound like a very good friend to me. If you ask me, you've got a wreck.
Well, let's hope things aren't as bad as that. Let's listen to some of the sentences again.
We won't be very long.
We won't be very long. In other words, we'll be gone a short time. Observe the use of the expression not very long to mean a short time. Here's another sentence.
It doesn't look very new to me.
It doesn't look very new to me. In other words, it looks old. The expression not very new is not the opposite of very new, but simply old. Another example is this.
It didn't cost very much.
It didn't cost very much. In other words, it was very cheap. Similarly, the expression, it's not very cheap, means it is expensive.
It doesn't go very smoothly.
It doesn't go very smoothly. And this means it goes very bumpily.
It's not very smooth.
Not very smooth. In other words,
it is very bumpy.
Thank you. That's all. Have a good day and goodbye, listeners.